感谢赞美主，主的宝血是永远有功效。
We thank and praise the Lord because His blood is forever effective.
早晨我们乃是靠着羔羊的血，我们又来到父的面前。
And this morning, according to the blood of the Lamb, we come into the presence of the Father.
我们为着能够在饼杯面前一同将敬拜赞美献给神，我们心里面满了欢喜。
And in order to come before Him, His table, and we truly rejoice with all our hearts.
刚刚弟兄带领我们唱的诗歌也告诉我们
And the hymn that our brother just led us to sing also tells us
我们今天乃是要直往新耶路撒冷去
That we are moving forward toward the New Jerusalem
我们能之所以能够进到新耶路撒冷
And for us to be able to enter into the New Jerusalem
仍然要靠着羔羊的血
It must be according to the blood of the Lamb
早晨要与弟兄姐妹交通到另外一件重要的事
And so this morning I want to share with brothers and sisters another very important matter
请我们先翻到圣经启示录第十二章
Shall we first turn to the Bible Revelations chapter 12
启示录十二章我们读第十和第十一节
Revelations chapter 12 we will read verses 10 and 11
启示录十二章第十节我听见在天上有大声音说我神的救恩能力国度并他基督的权柄现在都来到了因为那在我们神面前昼夜控告我们弟兄的已经被摔下去了弟兄胜过他是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道他们虽至于死也不爱惜性命
Revelations 12:10 Then I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, Now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren has been thrown down, he who accuses them before our God day and night. And they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony. And they did not love their life even when faced with death.
请我们再翻到约翰福音第一章。
Shall we next turn to the gospel according to John chapter 1?
第一节
Verse 1
约翰福音第一章第一节太初有道道与神同在道就是神
In the beginning was the word and the word was with God and the word was God
我们再读第十八节
And also verse 18
从来没有人看见神只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来
No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten God who is in the bosom of the Father, He has explained Him.
请我们再翻到约翰一书。
Shall we next turn to 1 John?
约翰一书第一章。
1 John chapter 1.
这两卷书的作者都是使徒约翰。
The author of these two books are both Apostle John.
约翰一书第一章我们要从第一节读到第三节。
First John chapter 1, we'll read verses 1 through 3.
论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的，这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在且显现于我们那永远的生命传给你们。我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
What was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands, concerning the word of life, and the life was manifested, and we have seen and testify and proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested to us, what we have seen and heard we proclaim to you also, so that you too may have fellowship with us, and indeed our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ.
我们 再读一处是在约翰福音
And let's turn again to the Gospel of John
约翰福音十五章
Chapter 15
我们读二十六、二十七两节
26 and 27
这是主耶稣所说的话
These are the words of our Lord Jesus
但我要从父那里差保惠师来就是从父出来真理的圣灵他来了就要为我做见证你们也要做见证，因为你们从起头就与我同在。
When the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, that is the Spirit of Truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify about me, and you will testify also because you have been with me from the beginning.
我们读经先停在这里，让我们再低头有一点祷告。
We will pause with our scripture reading here. Let us bow our heads for another word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你，因为这是圣地。
Lord, we thank you because this is holy ground.
主，因为你的同在就在我们中间。
Your presence is right here with us.
主，感谢你借着十字架为我们成就的救恩。
We thank you through the cross, the salvation that you have accomplished for us.
像我们今天虽然像迦南妇人一样，从前像迦南妇人一样，是不配来到你面前。
Just like the Syrophoenician woman in the past, we were also unable to come before the Father.
但今天因着你为我们成就的救恩。
But because of the salvation that you have done for us.
你为我们开了一条又新又活的路。
You have opened up a new and living way.
叫我们能够坦然无惧来到父的施恩宝座前。
So that we can boldly come before the throne of grace of the Father.
得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
So that we can find our ever-present help.
主，我们以下时间仍然需要你恩典的帮助。
And in the following time, we still need your help.
主，你若不向我们说话，我们就不能明白。
Lord, if you do not speak to us, we cannot understand.
主，愿你求你再怜悯我们。
So please have mercy on us, Lord.
恩待你所爱的儿女们。
Please show grace to the children whom you love.
向我们每一个人的心说话。
Speak to every one of our hearts.
主，叫我们能够听见你的声音。
So that we may hear your voice.
祷告奉主耶稣基督宝贵的。
We pray this in the precious name of our Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen.
诗篇告诉我们。诸天述说神的荣耀。
In Psalms, it tells us that heavens tell of the glory of God.
穹苍也传扬他的手段。
And the universe also his mighty hand.
但是我们看见神却愿意拣选他所造的人来成为他荣耀见证的彰显。
However, God, he has chosen man to manifest his glorious presence.
所以我们看见神在起初的时候就按着他的形象照着他的样式造了人。
So right from the beginning, he created man according to his own image.
弟兄姐妹，我们何等需要神开我们里面的眼睛。
Brothers and sisters, how we need God to open up our inner eyes.
让我们看见神在他所造的人身上的心意是何等的荣耀。
So that we can see that his purpose for man is truly glorious.
虽然始祖堕落。
Even though our ancestors have fallen.
虽然罪进到了世间。
Even though sin has entered into the world.
就像我们看见早晨弟兄刚刚所跟我们分享那迦南的妇人。
And just like what our brother has shared with us regarding the Syrophoenician woman.
我们那真是我们的写照。
That is our background.
我们在这世上原本是与神的国是无份无关。
Originally, we had no portion, nothing to do with God's kingdom.
因着罪的缘故，我们与神是隔离。
Because of sin, we have been separated from God.
我们与神的心意是没有关联。
We have no connection to do with God's purpose.
我们在地上谈不上能够彰显神的荣耀。
We cannot talk about manifesting the glory of God.
但感谢神，因着他极大的怜悯。
But thank the Lord because of His great mercy.
他拯救了我们。
He has saved us.
他用他的血洗净我们天良一切的亏欠。
And He has cleansed us from all our sins and iniquities.
不仅如此，他叫我们的灵能够活过来。
Not only that, but He has allowed our spirits to come alive.
他将一个新的生命赐给了我们。
He has given us a new life.
这是他自己荣耀的生命。
That is His glorious life.
不仅如此，他还赐下保惠师圣灵。住在我们蒙恩的人里头。
Not only that, but He has given us His helper to live inside of us.
神借着主耶稣所成就的救赎，他要恢复一件事。
And in this salvation and redemption, He wants to recover one thing.
就是他要借着他所拯救的人。
That is through the people that He has saved.
他要恢复他荣耀的见证在我们的身上。
He wants to recover His glorious testimony in us.
上一次和弟兄姐妹也交通到神的仇敌魔鬼撒旦，他极力的要来拦阻破坏神在我们身上的心意。
Last time we have already shared that God's enemy Satan, he wants to destroy and hinder God's testimony, His purpose in us.
但感谢神，主的话告诉我们说，弟兄胜过他是因羔羊的血。
However, we thank the Lord because His words tells us that the brethren they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb.
也就是说，当我们在神的面前。我们又软弱又失败了之后
That is to say, before God, when we are weak and when we fail,
我们随时能够靠着基督的宝血来到父的面前。
At any time, through the blood of the Lamb, we can come before God.
我们承认我们的罪
We acknowledge our sin.
我们在神的面前真实承认我们的过犯
And we truly confess our sins.
神应许说他必赦免我们的罪
And God has promised that he will forgive us of our sins.
他必因他儿子的血洗净我们一切的不义
Because through the blood of his son, he has washed us of all our iniquities.
这是我们能够胜过撒旦 的控告的第一件重要的一个根基。
This is the very first foundation of us overcoming the accusation of the enemy.
所以刚刚所唱的诗歌就提醒我们。
And so the hymn we just sang reminded us.
不仅我们在初蒙恩的时候，我们需要羔羊的血。
Not only when we first believed in the Lord do we need the blood of the Lamb.
就在我们蒙恩之后，我们要直往新耶路撒冷去的路上，我们仍然需要羔羊的血。
However, after our salvation, while we are on the road to the New Jerusalem, we still need the blood of the Lamb.
这是我们在神心意的道路上所依靠的一个根基。
This is the way according to His purpose where we need that foundation.
没了宝血的根基，我们就没有追求。
Without the foundation of the blood, we have no other pursuit.
离了宝血的根基，我们就没有属灵的建造。
Without the foundation of the blood, we do not have any other spiritual foundation.
盼望神能够把这样的意念深刻在我们心里头。
May the Lord deeply impress this thought into our minds.
我们没有一个人能够靠着自己能够达到神的心意。
Not one of us, according to ourselves, can accomplish His purpose.
但是因着羔羊的血。
But through the blood of the Lamb.
在启示录十二章，主的话也告诉我们，还有第二件重要的事情。
In Revelation chapter 12, it tells us a second important thing.
叫我们能够胜过撒旦。
For us to overcome Satan.
乃是我们自己所见证的道。
It is the word of their or our testimony.
这件事情跟你我有关系的。
This matter has to do with you and me.
跟每一个因着羔羊的血所洗净的人。
It has much to do with those who have all been blood, have been cleansed by the blood.
因为这不是别人所见证的道。
This is not someone else's testimony.
这乃是我们自己所应当见证的道。
But the personal testimony of ourselves.
这叫我们能够胜过撒旦。
So that we can overcome Satan.
所以这是非常重要的一件事。
This is a very important matter.
那我们先来看什么叫做见证的道呢
？So now let's take a look. What is the word of their testimony?
见证本身它有一个特性。
Testimony in and of itself has a characteristic.
就是见证呢，它必须是表达一件真实的事情。
That a testimony, it must express something which is true.
它必须是实际的。
It must be real.
这是见证所需必须的一个特性。
It is something which, the characteristic that it must have.
见证不是人听说的。
It is not hearsay.
不是你自己想出来的。
It is not something that you imagine.
也不是你用你的猜测出来的。
And it is not something that you can guess upon.
这件事情本身必须是一个事实。
However, it must be a fact.
它必须是真实发生过的事情。
It must be something that has truly happened.
所以我们能够为这个事实来做见证。
So we testify for this truth.
不仅如此。
Not only so.
要做见证的人来关于这个见证，我们也必须是我们亲身所经历的。
For one to be a testimony, you must have personally experienced it.
必须是我们亲眼看见的。
You must have seen with your own eyes.
或是我们亲耳听到的。
Or heard with your own ears.
也就是说，当这样一件真实的事情发生的时候
，That is to say, when this true matter had occurred,
我们就在那里。
We were right there.
我们是在那里，是一个啊亲眼看见目击的见证人。
You are a personal.Testimony or a witness to that event.
所以当这个见证人要为这件事情做见证的时候
，So when that witness makes a testimony of that event,
我们看见这个见证人和这个见证的事情本身就联合在一起。
The person who bears testimony is connected with that event.
这样才能够构成一个真实、一个完整的见证。
Therefore, that can be a complete and perfect testimony.
我就用一个比较简单的例子。
Let me give you a simple example.
我们知道。太阳每天从东边起来。
We know that the sun every day rises from the east.
这是一个事实。
This is a fact.
但对于一个瞎眼的人来说
，But for a person who is blind,
生来瞎眼的人他从来没有看见这个太阳从东边起来。
For a person who has been born blind, they have never seen the sun rise from the east.
虽然这个见证是一个事实
，Even though that testimony is a fact,
但是他就不能成为那个见证人。
But that person cannot be a witness.
因为他从来没有看见过这件事情。
Because he has never seen that event.
但对你我而言
，But for you and I,
我们曾经亲眼看见太阳从东边升起来。
For us who have seen with our own eyes the sun rising from the east,
所以我们就能够为这件事实我们来做见证。
We can testify for this fact.
当我们做见证的时候
，So when we bear testimony,
发现我们这个人和这个事实就联合在一起。
We find that we are connected with this event.
我们就能够做一个真实的见证。
Now we can give a true testimony.
说 太阳是从东边升起来。
And say that the sun rises from the east.
那我们见证的道的内容是什么呢
？What is the content of our testimony？
我刚刚已经提到，见证的道它的内容就是这个道。
And I have mentioned before that the word of the testimony is the word.
那道呢，就是神的话。
And this word is God's word.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们要为神做见证。
So brothers and sisters, when we testify for God today,
我们不是见证我们自己。
We are not testifying for ourselves.
不是见证我们自己有多好。
We are not testifying about how good we are.
是见证我们自己多有能力
or how much power we have.
这里告诉我们说我们必须见证神的话
Here we must testify of God's word.
在旧约的时代里头
In the Old Testament time,
神借着摩西他所传的律法来显明神自己的见证
God, through the law, testified of himself.
比方说神借着摩西颁布给以色列人的十诫
For example, God gave the Ten Commandments to Moses to give to
the people. 神借着在两块石板上面的十条诫命
through the Ten Commandments that were written on the two tablets.
就见证说这位神我们的神他是如何一位圣洁公义的神。
It testifies to how our God is a righteous and holy God.
前四条让我们看见神是圣洁。
The first four commandments show us that God, He is holy.
他是圣。
He is holy.
除他以外没有别的神。
Apart from Him, there is no other God.
只有他是那独一的真神。
Only He is the one and true God.
另外六条让我们看见神是公义的。
The other six commandments show us that He is righteous.
所以神告诉我们不可杀人，不可偷窃。
He tells us that we cannot murder, we cannot steal.
所以让我们看见神在旧约的时候，借着他所颁布的律法来彰显他的见证。
And so we see in the Old Testament that God manifested, testified of Himself through the Ten Commandments, through the law.
所以在旧约的时候，当神的百姓照着神的律法来生活的时候
，And so in the Old Testament, when the people lived according to the law,
我们看见他们就把神的见证就彰显出来。
We see that here they express the testimony of God.
我们看见神特特的将以色列从万民当中分别出来。
We see that God particularly chose the Israelite people from the nations.
他用他的话。
Through His word,
要叫他的百姓在万民中间做他的见证。
He wanted His people to bear testimony for Him among the Gentile nations.
但后来当在日期满足的时候
，And later on in the fulfillment of days,
神就借着他怀里的独生子来显明神的见证。
He has expressed the testimony of God through the son of His bosom.
就是我们刚刚所读约翰福音一章一节的话说的。
That is what it says in John chapter 1.
太初有话。话与神同在，话就是神。
In the beginning was the Word, or the spoken Word, and the Word was with God.
而这个话不是别的，就是我主耶稣基督。
And this Word is none other than our Lord Jesus.
所以我们看见从前神借着摩西和众先知，他们来将神的话传给他的百姓。
And so we see in the past, God has used Moses and then the prophets to spread His word to the people.
他们所传的见证乃是多次多方，这里一点，那里一点。
The testimony was in many different ways and different means, a little bit here, a little bit there.
不是完全的。
It was not complete.
但是我们看见神在末世借着他的儿子。
However, in the end days, God, through His Son,
借着我主耶稣基督
through our Lord Jesus,
他道成了肉身。
The word has now become flesh.
他充充满满的有恩典有真理。
Full of grace and truth.
他在那里完全的把神的见证给彰显出来。
There he has fully explained the Father.
有一次主的门徒腓力就对主耶稣说。
One time a disciple of the Lord Jesus, Philip, said to him.
他有一个请求说求主将父显给我们看我们就知足了。
He says he has a request. He asked the Lord to show him the Father and then we will be satisfied.
其实我想我们都听过不管是福音朋友或是有些弟兄姐妹都有这样的一个心愿。
And perhaps we have heard from gospel friends or brothers and sisters, we all have this desire.
你把神啊显给我看那我就信了。
Show me God and then I will believe.
当然这里腓力呢他是认识主的。
And of course we know Philip, he was one who knew the Lord.
又不完全认识。
However, he did not know him completely.
所以他就请求主耶稣呢将父荣耀的父呢显给他看一下显给他们看。他就说我们就知足了。
And so he requested of the Lord Jesus, show us the Father and we will be satisfied.
主就对腓力说
And the Lord said to Philip,
说腓力我与你们同在这么久。
Philip, I have been with you for so long.
你还不认识我吗
Do you not yet know me?
人看见的我就是看见的父。
When you see me, you see the Father.
你怎么说还要 要我将父显给你们看。
How can you say that you want me to reveal the Father to you?
弟兄姐妹，我们看见主在地上的日子。
So we see the days of our Lord Jesus on earth.
他就是那从起初原有的生命之道。
He is the life, the Word that was from the very beginning.
他就是那在起初就与父同在的那个话。
He was the Word who was originally with the Father.
但是按着所定的时候，他成了一个肉身。
And in the fullness of days, he became flesh.
是的，拿撒勒人。耶稣的这样一个肉身，他将神的见证充充满满、完完全全的彰显出来。
In the bodily form of our Lord Jesus, He came and expressed fully, He expressed fully God.
所以，当我们认识了我们的主
，So once we come to know our Lord,
我们也就认识我们的父。
Then we come to know our Father.
只有主他能够将神完全的显明给。给人来认识。
Only through the Lord could he fully express God.
所以我们看见。整本圣经也是为着耶稣基督来做见证。
So we know that the entire Bible also testifies of our Lord Jesus.
我们知道圣经就是神的话。
We know that the Bible is God's word.
而主耶稣说，整本圣经这经上的话就是为我做见证。
And we know that all of these words, everything written in the Bible, testifies of Him.
所以今天我们怎么样来认识我们的神呢
？So today, how can we come to know our God?
我们需要认识我们的主耶稣。
We need to know our Lord Jesus.
我们怎么认识我们的主耶稣呢
？How do we know our Lord Jesus?
是借着神的话。
That is through God's word.
因为神借着他的话来为他儿子做见证。
Because God, through His word, testifies for His Son.
神不仅叫我们盼望能够知道。他儿子是谁
？God not only hopes and desires for us to know who His Son is.
神还把他儿子的见证托付给我。
But He has also entrusted the testimony of His Son to you and me.
我心里面十分感谢赞美主。
So in my heart, I truly thank and praise the Lord.
当我们早晨聚集在主的饼杯面前
，This morning as we gather before the bread and the cup，
我们实在是被提醒，我们本来就像迦南妇人一样。
We are reminded that we originally are like that Canaanite Syrophoenician woman.
我们在世上。是没有帮助，是没有盼望的。
In this world, we have no other help and no other hope.
但实在是主极大的怜悯。
It is the Lord's great mercy.
他叫我们不再只是在桌子底下捡吃那个碎渣子。
Not only does He allow us to pick up and have the crumbs that are beneath the table.
他叫我们能够与他一同坐席。
But He allows us to dine together with Him.
我们乃是与万王之王。万主之主，万主之主一同坐席。
We can dine together with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
姐妹，这是神极大的恩典。
Brothers and sisters, this is God's great mercy.
我不知道弟兄姐妹，你们有没有想过这样的事情
？Brothers and sisters, I don't know if whether you've thought of this.
我自己信主蒙恩信主的时间不算长，也不算短。
Now my own days of being saved is not terribly long nor terribly short.
二十多年。
It's been about 20-some years.
但我有很多次。我实在是在思想一件事情。
But many times I would think about one matter.
我实在不明白主为什么拣选像我这样的人。
I cannot understand why God has chosen a person like me.
来做他的见证。
To be His testimony.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们真认识到我们是何等的不配。
Brothers and sisters, if we truly recognize that we are unworthy.
我们就实在不明白说神为什么把他儿子的见证这么宝贵的一件事情。
Then we cannot come to fully understand why is it that God has entrusted such a precious testimony to people like us.
但感谢赞美神。
But we thank and praise the Lord.
因为我们纵然失信。
Because while all of us have been saved.
我们虽然常常的失信。
Even though oftentimes we lose faith.
但是神他却是信实。
But God, He is faithful.
是这位信实的神要在我们身上成就他的心意。
This is a faithful God who will accomplish His purpose.
他要使我们。能够来彰显他儿子的见证。
He will use us to express the testimony of His Son.
所以他将他的儿子的见证托付给我们。
And so He has entrusted to us the testimony of His Son.
他也将他儿子的血也赐给了我们。
And He has also given to us the blood of His Son.
叫我们能够胜过仇敌。
So that we can overcome the enemy.
他也将那见证的道也托付给我们。
And He has also entrusted to us the word of our testimony.
叫我们能够为着我主耶稣基督来做那个见证。
So that we can bear testimony for our Lord Jesus.
我们刚刚读到使徒约翰在约翰一书那里他所做的见证。
We just read the testimony of Apostle John in the Gospel according to John.
他说他所见证的是他亲眼看过亲手摸过的那从起初原有的生命之道。
In 1 John, he testifies that he has already seen with his own eyes and he has heard of this, of our Lord.
我们知道这是使徒约翰他所做一个真实的见证。
This is his true testimony.
因为我们知道 当主耶稣在地上行走的时候
We know that when our Lord Jesus, when he walked on earth,
有一天这使徒约翰的老师就是施洗约翰他就看着主耶稣说看哪、啊、这是神的羔羊
One day, John's teacher, John the Baptist, he said, Behold, the Lamb of God.
约翰就跟从了主耶稣
And so John, he began to follow the Lord Jesus.
他有三年半的时间与主耶稣一同生活
In these 3.5 years, he lived together with the Lord.
一同的出入
He went in and out with him.
他亲眼看见这生命之道
He has seen the word of life with his own eyes.
他亲耳听过主耶稣所说的话
And he heard with his own ears the word of our Lord Jesus.
他也亲手摸过这生命之道
And he has touched with his own hands the word of the Lord.
所以他的见证是真实的
And so his testimony is true.
他说我所见证的生命之道是我亲眼看过亲耳听过亲手摸过的
And so he says concerning the word of life I have seen with my eyes I have looked at it touched it with my hands and heard with my own ears
当然我们知道今天我们不可能和使徒约翰做在这点上面做同样的见证
Now we know of course that we ourselves we cannot say give the exact same testimony as John
但感谢神的是到约翰老的时候
However we do thank the Lord that when John was aged
当他因着主的道为了因着主的名被放逐在巴摩的海岛
When he was imprisoned at the island of Patmos because of the word of the Lord
在异象中圣灵就开启了他
In a vision the Lord revealed to him
叫他能够看见那复活升天荣耀的主
So that he could see the resurrected glorified Lord
他也能够听见这位复活得荣耀的主所为自己做的见证
He also heard with his own ears the testimony of this Lord
就是主耶稣在启示录第一章那里所说的
That is what the Lord Jesus said in Revelation chapter 1
主说我是首先的我是末后的
He said I am the first and the last
又是那存活的
And the living one
因为主就是那生命永远生命的话语
Because he is the word who is forever living
在主为自己做见证说我曾经死过现在又活并且活到永永远远
And so the Lord testified for himself saying I was dead and behold I am alive forevermore
这是一件极大的奥秘
This is a great mystery
这位生命的主
The Lord of life
这位从起初原有的生命之道
The word of life that was from the very beginning
他来到了时间里头
He has come into time
他降卑成为一个人
And he condescended himself to become man
他在各个他的十字架上面
And on Calvary
他死了
He died.
他完全的死了。
He completely died.
他埋葬了。
He was buried.
我们看见这位生命的主就进到了死亡阴间的中心。
We see that the Lord of life, he entered into the very heart of death.
但是他的生命是死亡权势所不能拘禁的。
But in his life, death could not contain him.
所以看见主就借着这样的一个生命就败坏了那掌死权的魔鬼。
And so through this life, he overcame the enemy who is of death.
所以主说他曾经死过现在又活并且活到永永远远
That is why he says I was dead and behold I am alive forevermore
并且手里拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙
And I have the keys of death and of Hades
弟兄姐妹我们看见我们的主得胜了
So we see our Lord he overcame
他已经败坏了掌死权的魔鬼
He has already overcame the devil who has the power of death
所以这死亡和阴的钥匙已经不再在撒旦魔鬼撒旦的手里
That is why the keys of death and of Hades is not in the devil's hands
死亡和阴的钥匙如今是在我们主的手里
The keys of death and of Hades is in the hands of our Lord
主借着他的死
The Lord through his death
他叫死亡死了
He has caused death to die
今天他能够释放那一生因怕死而成为奴隶的人
He is now able to set free all those who are in slavery to the fear of death
所以我们感谢赞美神因着使徒约翰他在他的灵里头得着圣灵的开启
So we thank the Lord Apostle John He in his spirit he had revelation from the Lord
所以他就能够将他灵里眼睛所看见的
So through what the eyes of his heart of his spirit had seen
他灵里耳朵所听见的
And through the ears of his heart what he had heard
他能够向我们做见证
He is now able to testify to us
叫我们也能够一同的做这样的见证
So that we can also bear the same testimony
就当主的灵在里头开我们里面的眼睛
So when the spirit of the Lord he opens up the eyes of our hearts
我们看见神已经立我们主耶稣为主为基督
And we see that the Lord he is now Christ
我们灵里头的耳朵也听见圣灵所向我们做的见证
And the ears of our heart we also hear the testimony of our Lord being spoken to us
叫我们能够一同的为神的道为这生命之道 来做真实的见证。
Then together we can also bear true testimony for the word of life.
所以这不只是使徒约翰，还有初期教会使徒们所做的见证。
So this is not only the testimony of the apostle John and of the early apostles.
今天神也将这样一个见证也托付给你我。
This testimony is also entrusted to you and me.
托付给每一个认识主耶稣基督的人。
Entrusted now to everyone who comes to know who our Lord Jesus is.
好，所以我们主的话告诉我们说，弟兄胜过他是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。
And so while the Bible it tells us that the brethren they overcome through the blood of the Lamb and through the word of their testimony.
那我想弟兄姐妹听了以后，心里面可能有一个想法。
Perhaps after hearing this, you have this thought.
那道理我明白了。
Now I understand the logic of this.
那我怎么在我生活当中，我来经历说？借着所见证的道来得胜呢。
Now, in my own personal life, how is it that through the word of my testimony, I can overcome?
我们如何能够在生活当中借着所见证的道来胜过魔鬼撒旦？
How, in my own daily life, through the word of my testimony, can I overcome the enemy?
早晨，我愿意从路加福音第四章主耶稣他自己所见证的道如何胜过仇敌来做一个我们学习的榜样。
So this morning, through Luke chapter 4, through the example of our Lord Jesus, how he overcame the enemy through the word of his testimony, can we come to learn?
弟兄姐妹对于这段圣经应该是熟悉，如果不熟悉，你可以翻到路加福音第四章，所以你比较容易能够能够照着主的话来学习。
Now we should be pretty familiar with the story in Luke chapter 4. If not, you can turn to it and we could follow along as we learn.
在路加福音第四章，我们知道主耶稣他又受魔鬼的三次的试探。
We see in Luke chapter 4, the Lord Jesus was tempted by the devil three times.
当然，这三次就是一个代表性。
And of course, these three times it is representative.
就是说，魔鬼撒旦他用他最厉害的方法来试探主耶稣。
That is to say, the devil used the most severe temptations to test the Lord.
这里开始告诉我们说。耶稣被圣灵充满，从约旦河回来，圣灵将他引到旷野四十天，受魔鬼的试探。
Here it says that Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led around by the Spirit in the wilderness for 40 days, being tempted by the devil.
这里约旦河乃是让我们看到那受浸的地位。
Here the river Jordan shows us the position of being baptized.
而我们看见主耶稣到了旷野受试探呢？这样一个环境呢，乃是圣灵的工作。
And we see that the Lord Jesus being led around in the wilderness by the Spirit is the work of the Spirit.
也就是说，今天我们要能够借着所见证的道来胜过仇敌的话。
That is to say, for us to be able to overcome the devil by the word of the testimony.
我们就必须要站在一个受浸的地位上。
First, you must stand on the position of being baptized.
也就是说，今天我们要为主做见证。
That is to say, in order to bear testimony for our Lord today.
我们一定。必须要受浸。
We must be baptized.
而且我们要一直站在一个受浸的地位上。
And we constantly need to stand on the position of being baptized.
第二，我们乃是要顺从圣灵在我们身上的带领。
And secondly, we need to be submissive or obedient to the leading of the Spirit.
所以弟兄姐妹，这受浸的地位是非常重要的。
So brothers and sisters, the position of being baptized is very important.
许多时候，我们在面对仇敌的时候。之所以失败
，Oftentimes when we face the devil, often we fail because
就是因为我们离开了这受浸的地位。
We have left the position of baptism.
我们离开了与基督同死同埋葬的那样的一个地位。
We have left the position of being crucified together and buried together with our Lord.
什么时候我们一离开这个地位
？Anytime you leave that position,
你发现我们就要在仇敌面前。就要失败。
You find that you will fail before the enemy.
但是如果我们一直站在一个受浸的地位上
，However, if you stand on the position of baptism,
我们学习顺从圣灵的带领
，and you learn to obey the leading of the Spirit,
我们就能够借着我们所见证的道来胜过仇敌。
Then through the word of your testimony, you learn to overcome the enemy.
就这里我们看见主耶稣在那里有四十天之久。他没有东西吃。
And so we see here the Lord Jesus for 40 days in the wilderness, he had nothing to eat.
主就饿了。
The Lord was hungry.
就像我们一样。
Just like us.
再过50分钟，我们肚子也都会饿。
After about 50 minutes, we're all going to be hungry.
所以请大家要忍耐一下。
So please exercise some patience.
在这里让我们看见主，他跟我们一样，他的肉身也会饿。
And so we see our Lord, just like us, in his physical body, he was hungry.
这时候魔鬼就来试探他。
And so here the devil came to tempt him.
魔鬼对他说：“你若是神的儿子。”
The devil says that if you are the son of God.
弟兄姐妹，这个问题是很厉害的。
This question is very serious.
主耶稣当然是神的儿子。
Of course the Lord Jesus is the Son of God.
因为当他在约旦河受浸的时候
Because when he was baptized at the River Jordan,
父从天上有声音说
The Father with a voice from heaven spoke,
这是我的爱子。
This is my beloved Son,
是我所喜悦。
In whom I love.
父神从天上亲自为他的爱子做见证。
The Father testified for his beloved one.
所以魔鬼就来试探主耶稣了。
And so the devil came to tempt the Lord.
你若是神的儿子
If you are the Son of God,
如果是我们的话
If it were us,
我们会怎么样
What would we do?
我当然是神的儿女啊
Of course I'm a child of God
因为圣经上也是告诉我们我们真是神的儿女
The Bible tells us that we are children of God
魔鬼说你肚子饿了
But the devil says you are hungry
那你就把这个石头呢就变成面包
So tell the stone to become bread
他也没有说有个大餐哈就一块石头就把它变成食物
He didn't say that in this great meal turn this one stone into food
至少呢能够满足你这个肉身的需要
to at least satisfy your physical need
这个需要呢是自自然然的
this need is a very natural need
然后呢你满足这个需要呢也是合情合理的
and of course to satisfy this need is fully reasonable
如果等一下到了十二点半我们说跟弟兄们说你们不可以吃饭
if at 12:30 we tell everyone you cannot eat now
你们就觉得这不合情不合理对不对
you will think that's very unreasonable
我肚子饿了当然需要吃东西
I'm hungry of course I need to eat
这里主耶稣怎么回答魔鬼呢
but here how does the Lord Jesus respond to the devil
主乃是用经上的话来回答魔鬼
the Lord uses scripture to respond
虽然主耶稣他真是神的儿子。
Of course, Jesus truly is the Son of God.
虽然主耶稣他也有能力能够把这块石头变成面包。
And he has the power and ability to turn the stone into bread.
但在这里主要见证一个道。
However, Jesus here, he is testifying to the word.
他说经上记着说人活着不是单靠食物而是靠神口里所出的一切话。
He said, It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but through every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
这是在《生命记》第八章。
This is in Deuteronomy chapter 8.
弟兄姐妹，我就在思想这件事情。
And so as I was meditating on this,
如果人活着是单靠食物的话，会是怎么样的一个情形呢？
If man lives only by food, then what kind of condition is that?
其实常常是我们的问题。
Oftentimes, it's our problem.
我想到经上神用了一个图画来说明这件事。
And so in the Bible, God uses an illustration to describe this.
因为在旧约，神界的先知常常对他的百姓说，他们是如羊走迷，偏行己路。
In the Old Testament, God often tells us that His people, they are like sheep who have gone astray, each to his own way.
我们知道这个羊啊，它就是一个单靠食物而生活的人。
We know that sheep, these are creatures that live only by food.
是不是？
Isn't that so?
羊啊，不需要戴耳机，不需要听 iPad, iPod.
Now sheep, they don't need to wear headphones and listen to an iPod.
他们也不需要去看电影。
They don't need to go watch movies.
对羊来讲
，To sheep,
只要有食物，它就满足了。
As long as there is food, they are satisfied.
这个图画是什么呢
？So what kind of illustration is this?
在旷野里的羊
，The sheep in the wilderness.
为什么它会走迷呢
？Why do they go astray?
就是因为它只看着，只顾着它眼前的那块草。
It is because their eyes are focused only upon the grass that is right in front of them.
那眼前的草吃一吃吃完了。
Once they have finished the grass that is right in front of them.
然后看右边还有草。
To the right, there's more grass.
他就往右边继续吃。
So they'll go continue on to the right hand side to eat.
那吃完了。
Once they have finished
that. 前面又有草。
In front of them, there's more grass.
继续吃草。
So they continue to eat grass.
他就为了食物而生活。
So it lives according to the food in front of them.
结果他就偏行己路。
And so what results from that is that it goes astray.
我们看见这样的一只羊在旷野是十分的危险。
And so we see for sheep to be in the wilderness, it is very dangerous.
当它走迷的时候，当它偏行己路的时候
，Once they go astray and are lost,
我们看见它就成为那野兽的食物。
It becomes prey or food for those who prey around it.
但感谢神，我们看见羊实在需要牧人。
So we see that sheep, it truly needs a shepherd.
感谢神，虽然从前我们也是如羊走迷，偏行己路的一般人。
And so we thank the Lord that even though in the past we were just like those sheep who have each gone astray.
我们在地上似乎也是单靠食物而活的一般人。
On earth, often we are a group of people who live according to our food.
哪里有食物，我们就往哪里去。
Wherever there's food, that's where we go.
当然，这个食物乃是一个广义的。
And of course, this is representative.
我们好像就为着食物而生活的一般人。
It's like we are a group of people who live only for food.
那感谢神，如今我们成为有牧人的羊。
But we thank the Lord. Now we are sheep who have a shepherd.
我们的主，他就是我们灵魂的牧人。
Our Lord, He is the shepherd of our souls.
你发现啊，这有没有牧人的羊跟有牧人的羊区别在哪里呢
？What is the difference between sheep who have a shepherd and those who do not?
他们都是要吃草的。
They all need to eat grass.
就像我们都是要吃饭的。
Just like all of us, we also need to eat food.
但是有牧人的羊
，But for sheep who have a shepherd,
乃是牧人来为他安排。
The shepherd is one who prepares the food, the grass.
牧人会用他的声音来带领他的羊到青草地，到溪水旁。
So the shepherd, he with his voice will lead the sheep to the grass and the water that he has prepared.
羊只要跟着牧人走。
As long as the sheep follow the shepherd.
他有的吃，有的喝。
You have something to eat and drink.
他能够得饱足。
You will be satisfied.
他也能够享安息。
And it can also rest.
而且还有牧人来。成为他的保护。
And the shepherd will also be its protection.
弟兄姐妹，这里主的话就告诉我们一件事。
And so here the Lord's word it tells us.
一个很重要的原则。
A very important principle.
就当我们在地上生活的时候。
That while we live on this earth.
就是我们生活当中合情合理的需要。
To meet all of our very reasonable and natural needs.
也需要受神的话语来管理来支配。
We need the governance of God's word.
比方说我们。的工作
For example, our jobs.
但工作跟食物是有关系的
Of course, our jobs are connected with our food.
所以像我们在找工作的时候
And so while we are searching for work,
我们是不是羊我们是不是像走迷的羊一样
Are we sheep who have gone astray?
哪里有草我们就往哪里去
Wherever there's grass, that's where we go.
是不是哪里有工作我们就去哪里呢
Is it that wherever there's a job, that's where we go?
我做一个我自己过去失败的经历
I will give you an example of my failure in the past.
有段时间已经开始工作了。
There was a period of time already started working.
也有了一点经验了。
And already had some experience.
然后呢，对工作有点难处，有点不满意的时候。
And when I had some difficulties and dissatisfaction with that job.
我们怎么办呢
？What could I do?
我们就发履历表。
And then I want to send out my resume.
我们就要找草吃了。
I want to find grass to eat.
那边有一块更肥的草。
There's grass that's even better.
我们是不是就往那边去呢
？Do we go in that direction？
我们就偏行几路。
And then we go astray。
我们不知道前面会遭遇什么。
We don't know what we're going to encounter ahead of us。
但如果我们活着是单靠食物的话
，However, if we live only according to bread alone，
弟兄姐妹，工作可能就成为那把我们带离开主的一件危险的事情。
That job perhaps could be something that brings you into danger。
所以我们并不是因为哪里有工作我们就去哪里。
So it's not just because of that job wherever it is, that's where we go.
不是因为哪里有更好更喜欢的工作我们就去那里。
Or because there's a better job over there, that's where we go.
虽然工作是我们所需要的。
Even though our job is what we need.
虽然我们找工作也是合情合理的。
Even though finding a work is totally reasonable.
那弟兄姐妹我们是不是让神的话语来支配我们
？However, are we allowing God's word to govern us?
我们是不是让主真是做我们的牧人
？Are we truly allowing the Lord to be our true shepherd?
他用他的话来带领我们。
Is His word leading us?
带领到他所为我们预备的青草地。
Leading us to that grass, that pasture that He has prepared.
带领我们到那可安歇的水边。
So to lead us to that water where we could drink.
所以我常话短说，我有一段的时间。在工作的上面。
So long story short, I for a period of time in my work.
我就常常自己找草吃。
I often would look for my own grass to eat.
我姐妹后来给我做一个结论，她说我平均啊，差不多一年换一个工作。
And so my wife she gave me this summary or conclusion that every year I would find a new job.
工作越换越好。
And the more I changed, the better it was.
工作越换越喜欢。
And I changed to jobs that I liked even more.
但是我们看见。殊不知我自己已经在那里偏行几路。
However, without realizing it, I have already gone astray.
在过程当中，我还常常感谢赞美神。
And so, oftentimes, I would give thanks and praise to the Lord.
就是说，有些时候当我们偏行几路的时候
，That is to say, after I've gone astray,
我们还以为这是合情合理。
We think that this is totally reasonable.
我们还在那里感谢赞美主的恩典。
And there we are thanking God for His grace.
殊不知我已经偏行几路。如羊走迷。
Without realizing that as a sheep I have fully gone astray.
感谢神，因为他爱我们。
But thank God because He loves us.
他就管教我们。
He disciplines us.
他用那个杖，用那个杆，就把我们给勾回来了。
With His rod and with His staff, He hooks us back.
这有很多的经历都是 自己失败的一些学习。
And in this we have many experiences, and through my own failures, I have learned.
感谢神，终于学会这个功课了。
But I thank the Lord, I finally learned this lesson.
虽然到后来公司虽然破产倒闭
，So even though at the very end the company completely went bankrupt，
但是能够因着神的一句话。
But through God's one word,
能够在那里享受神所为我们预备的。
I was able to enjoy of all that He had provided.
弟兄姐妹，在这里，主耶稣给我们做一个什么样的榜样
？And so, what kind of example has our Lord given to us?
他如何能够借着所见证的道来胜过撒旦呢
？How did He overcome through the word of His testimony?
这也应该是我们所见证的道。
This also ought to be our word of our testimony.
就是人活着不是单靠食物。
That man shall not live on bread alone.
乃是靠神口里。所出的一切话
But by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
兄弟们，我们需要接受神话语的管理和支配。
We need to receive the governance of our God.
好，第二，魔鬼撒旦并没有因此就放弃。
And secondly, we see that the devil threw, it wasn't just because of this that he gave up.
他就把主耶稣带到一个高山去。
He brought the Lord Jesus to a very high mountain.
霎时间，他就把天下万国的权柄和荣华呢，都显给主耶稣看。
And in a moment of time, showed him all the kingdoms of the world.
他告诉主耶稣说，只要你在我面前下拜
，He says, as long as you worship me,
我就把这一切万国的权柄和荣华就都赐给你。
I will give you all this domain and its glory.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们看见历史历代以来属灵征战的那个中心。
Here we see the very focus of the spiritual battle throughout all the ages.
这是魔鬼撒旦，他要夺取人对神的敬拜。
That is the devil. He wants to steal the worship of man for God.
这也是魔鬼之所以变成魔鬼的一个最主要原因。
This is the main reason why the devil became the devil.
因为原本荣美的天使长。他说我要升高要与神同等
Because a glorious archangel he says I will elevate myself to be equal with God
他要与神同等他要夺取人对神的敬拜
He wanted to be equal with God and steal the worship of man
他就变成了、魔鬼
And so he became the devil
那主怎么回答他呢
So how did the Lord respond?
主说撒旦退去吧
He said Satan get behind me
因为经上记着说
Because it is written
当拜主你的神，单要侍奉他。
You shall worship the Lord your God and serve Him only.
这是在《申命记》第六章第十三节。
This is in Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 13.
这里我们看见主耶稣他知道父神的心意。
Here the Lord Jesus He knew the will of the Father.
就是有一天，世上的国要成为我主和主基督的国。
That is all the nations of this world. One day it will be the kingdom of our Lord.
我们的主要做王掌权直到永远。
And he will be seated upon the throne forever.
不仅主耶稣知道。
Not only does the Lord Jesus know.
撒旦也知道。
Satan also knows that.
就撒旦用这个试探呢，就是他提供主耶稣呢一个second option， 就是一个捷径。
And so the devil through this was trying to give the Lord Jesus a second option.
既然有一天哈，神的心意是要世上的国。都要成为你做王掌权的。
Since one day the Lord Jesus He is going to rule and reign over all the nations.
这撒旦的试探乃是说，那你不需要经过那漫长十字架的道路。
So Satan's temptation to the Lord was you do not need to wait through this very long process.
就在这高山上。
So right here on this high mountain.
只要你向我下拜。
As long as you worship me.
神的心意就成就了。
Then the will of the Father will be accomplished.
你就得着这万国的荣华和权柄。
You will gain all the glory of the nations.
弟兄姐妹。虽然今天我们也常常面临这样一样的试探
，Oftentimes today we also encounter such a temptation。
那今天我们面临的试探，不是说有一个魔鬼站在我们面前。
Of course, our temptation is not that the devil is standing right in front of us。
如果是那样的话呢，我们当然会拒绝。
Because if it were so, then of course we reject it。
但今天仇敌常常在我们心思里头。
But today the devil often in our thoughts。
他还不需要用万国的。那个荣华富贵来吸引我。
He doesn't even need to use all the glory of the world and the kingdoms.
他可能用一个公司总裁的位置呢，就能够吸引我。
To attract us, he will use perhaps the glory of a position in a company to attract us.
还有用其他许许多的事情来吸引我。
And lots of other things to attract us.
弟兄姐妹，这里主所见证的道是，当拜主你的神。单要侍奉他。
And so here, the word of the Lord's testimony is that you shall worship the Lord your God and serve Him only.
我们感谢主，我们的主得胜。
So we thank our Lord, He overcame.
但是我们常常会心思里头有一个问题。
Oftentimes, however, in our minds, we have another question.
那我们怎么样子能够当拜主我们的神， 单单侍奉他呢？
How do we worship the Lord our God and serve him only?
是不是我们就要辞去我们的工作？
Do we then quit our jobs?
我们也不要做家事了。
And we no longer need to do household chores?
我们就整天从早到晚，我们就单单的来敬拜神，侍奉神。
All day long, from morning to night, we just simply worship the Lord and serve him only.
弟兄姐妹，不是的。
But brothers and sisters, no.
这个早晨擘饼的时候，就你们的祷告已经告诉我们了。
This morning at communion, through the prayers of our brothers and sisters, it already shows us.
敬拜神、侍奉神，乃是说到让神在我们生活当中得着他当得的地位。
To worship and serve him only means that God in our daily lives, that he has rightful position, the place
他能够在我们的身上，在我们生活当中，他得着一个完全的主权。
In our lives, he has full authority and lordship.
其实圣经当罗马书那里所告诉我们，这个敬拜和侍奉呢，它是同一件事情。
Now it tells us in Romans that worship and service is actually the same matter.
所以我们怎么样子能够成为一个单单敬拜神、侍奉神的人呢？
So how do we become one who worships and serves him only?
乃是让神得着他当得的地位。
That is to allow God to have the rightful place.
让他在我们身上得着他应当有的主权。
Allow him to have the rightful lordship in our lives.
简单的说，
Simply put,
就是在我们生活当中是谁说了算？
In our daily lives, whose voice counts?
在我们工作的岗位上，
In our job positions,
是谁说了算？
Whose voice counts?
兄姐妹，是我们的老板决定我们的去留吗？
Do our bosses, do they determine where we go?
还是我们的神？
Or our God?
当我们在家里和夫妻一起生活的时候，
At home, as we live together with our spouse,
兄姐妹，是丈夫说了算还是妻子说了算？
Is the voice of the husband or the wife the loudest, and whose voice counts?
我想每个人家庭不一样。
Everyone's family is different.
有的家是丈夫说了算。
Some people's families, the husband's voice counts.
有的家里面是妻子说了算。
In some other families, it's the wife that counts.
有的家里还摆不平的时候呢，就常常得要征战。
And so oftentimes in families where both voice want to count, there are conflicts.
争什么呢？
What are they arguing over?
就是争谁说了算。
Over whose voice counts.
兄姐妹，今天神在我们家里，他是不是得着他的地位？
So today, in our family life, does the Lord have the rightful place?
在我们家里面的事情，是不是神说了算？
In the matters of our families, does God's voice, does his voice count?
我们小孩子要做什么样的学习？
And so for our children, what they study?
是丈夫的意思呢，还是妻子的意思？
Is it according to what the husband wants or what the wife wants?
还是说我们是来到主的面前？
Or do we come together before the Lord?
我们说主，你是主。
And we say, Lord, you are Lord.
主，你说了算。
What you say goes.
主，你告诉我们应当如何来教养我们这个孩子。
Tell us how we ought to teach our children.
兄姐妹，当你孩子慢慢长大了，
And so as your children grow up,
他准备要去外地，要去念大学了。
When they decide that they need to go to college,
他是去外地念还是在本地念？
Are they going out of state or are they staying in state?
他学什么专业？
What do they need to pick as their major or their job?
是谁说了算呢？
Whose voice counts?
是我说了算吗？
Is it what I say?
还是你说了算？
Or what you say?
还是孩子说了算？
Or what the kid says?
兄姐妹，到底谁在我们家中？谁在做主？
So in our family lives, who is Lord?
弟兄姐妹，我们实在是需要在这点上面好好的在主面前，我们需要悔改。
So in this matter, brothers and sisters, we truly need to repent before Him.
不然我们没有见证。
Otherwise, we have no testimony.
我们没有见证的道。
We have no word of our testimony.
如果主在我们家中，他不是真做主的话。
If in our family, the Lord is not truly Lord.
那我们怎么能够见证说基督是我家之主呢？
How can we testify that Jesus is the Lord of this family?
弟兄姐妹，难怪我们在仇敌面前站立不住。
No wonder we cannot stand before the devil.
我们怎么能够来抵挡仇敌撒旦的试探？
How can we overcome the temptation of the enemy?
如果我们没有让主在我们家中来做主。
Because if the Lord is not the Lord of our family.
这也难怪我们没有办法能够活出主那样得胜的见证。
No wonder we cannot live out the overcoming testimony of our Lord Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，感谢主。
Brothers and sisters, I thank the Lord.
今天借着主的话，他勉励我们。
Today, the Lord, through His word, encourages us.
说叫我们将身体献上，当作活祭。
To encourage us to offer up our bodies as living sacrifices.
他说我们如此侍奉， 乃是理所当然。
Because to present our bodies is acceptable and it is reasonable.
所以今天我们要单单敬拜我们的神。
And so today for us to solely live and to worship and serve Him only.
今天我们单单的要侍奉我们的主。
In order to truly serve Him only.
弟兄姐妹，道理是很简单的。
Of course, this logic is very easy to understand.
就是让主说了算。
That whatever the Lord says goes.
每一件事情。
That in every matter, as long as you bring it before Him, and we say that, Lord, we want you to have the rightful place. And we want to say, Lord, may you have the Lordship. I believe the Lord will say to us, for He truly desires for His testimony to be expressed from us and our families.
这是我们的敬拜，这是我们的侍奉。
This is our worship, this is our service.
那当然我们看见主又胜过仇敌的试探和引诱。
And so here we see that the Lord, He overcame the devil in his temptation.
最后魔鬼又将主耶稣带到耶路撒冷去。
And lastly, the devil brought Him to Jerusalem.
他叫他说站在那圣殿的顶上。
And had Him stand at the pinnacle of the temple.
对他说
And said to him,
你若是神的儿子,
If you are the Son of God,
这个试探很厉害的,
again, this temptation is severe.
你若是神的儿子,
If you are the Son of God,
你就从那个殿顶上啊, 很高的殿顶上, 你跳下来,
throw yourself down from here.
这时候仇敌很厉害的, 用主的话, 用神的话呢, 来试探。
And here, the devil actually used God's word to tempt the Lord.
他说, 因为经上说,
He says, for it is written,
说他呢他必吩咐他的使者来保护你。
He will command his angels concerning you to guard you.
这不是普通人哦，是天使哦。
This is not just a normal person, but his angels.
也是好多的天使呢，一起用手呢托住你的脚。
And that is many angels. They will bear you up with their hands.
叫你的脚呢不碰在石头上。
So that your foot, you will not strike your foot against the stone.
我们看见一方面，撒旦他也用神的话来试探主耶稣。
We see on one hand that this that the devil he is using God's word to tempt the Lord Jesus.
但是他所用的计谋呢，乃是把神的话稍微。更改扭曲一下。
However, his scheme is to use God's word and twist it slightly.
就像他起初试探夏娃一样。
Just like in the very beginning when he tempted Eve.
他用神的话。
He used God's word.
但他把它扭曲一下。
However, he twisted it.
然后呢，始祖夏娃就受迷惑。
And so Adam and Eve, they were deceived.
所以这里撒旦乃是用诗篇九十一篇的话来试探主耶稣。
And so here Satan is using the words from Psalm 91 to tempt the Lord.
但他把中间一句啊，他把它略掉了。
And there is one phrase that he had left out.
因为诗篇九十一篇乃是说，他要吩咐他的使者在你行的一切道路上保护你。
Because in Psalm 91, it says that he will protect you in all your ways.
这里有一个条件。
There is a requirement.
这里神的话有一个清楚的一个条件。
There is a very clear requirement in God's word.
乃是要在你一切所行的道路上，他来保护你。
To guard you in all your ways.
意思就是说。
The meaning of this
如果你行在神的道路上
is that if you are walking upon God's will,
如果你是走在神的心意里头
if you are walking in God's will,
这句话这个应许就成为真实
then this word, this promise will be true.
神要差遣使者来保护你
God will protect you with his angels.
但在这里撒旦试探主耶稣的意思是什么呢
However, what is the meaning of the devil's temptation to the Lord?
你不需要行在这条道路上
that you do not need to walk in that way.
就是说你不需要照着神的心意
you do not need to go according to God's will.
你可以上殿顶上跳下来
go up to the pinnacle of the temple and fall and jump down.
我们看见他扭曲了神的话
he twisted God's word.
然后呢为什么叫主耶稣做这件事呢
and why did he want God to, the Lord Jesus to do this?
你跳下来的话
because if he jumped down,
在众目睽睽之下
then in front of everyone,
在过节的时候耶路撒冷是许多的神的儿女们聚在一起
because we know that during that time in Jerusalem, it was the time of the feast, everyone was gathered there.
当主耶稣从殿顶上跳下来表演一下的时候
if the Lord Jesus were to throw himself down from there and perform,
他的名声就显扬了
then of course his name will be famous.
对不对
Of course.
CNN, 各地的报纸都要报道了。
CNN and all the newspapers, they will report on it.
哇，有一个人从圣殿顶上跳下来，然后呢，看到天使来托住他。
Someone threw themselves from the pinnacle of the temple and the angels saved them.
哇，大家都来信你了。
Everybody will be attracted to that.
你也不需要上那个痛苦的十字架。
You do not need to go up to the cross of suffering.
记得有一次，主耶稣的肉身的兄弟也是这样子来 来讽刺他。
We know that one time the natural brothers of our Lord Jesus also came to ask him.
他说人啊，你行这些事情啊，没有行在暗处的。
Nobody does these things in secret.
如果你要显扬名声啊，你就要到耶路撒冷去。
If you want to make a name for yourself, go to Jerusalem.
因为那边人多。
Because there's many people.
那边那个媒体也多。
And there's a media there.
因为人多嘛，你有什么事情呢，很快就传开了。
So because there's a lot of people, whatever happens there, the news will be spread very quickly.
所以这里呢，撒旦就给主耶稣啊这样一个建议。
And so Satan here gives the Lord Jesus a suggestion.
哎呀，不要想十字架了。
Don't think about the cross.
太痛苦了。
It's too much suffering.
太羞辱了。
It's too shameful.
你就从殿顶上跳下来就可以了。
Just throw yourself from the temple down.
而且有神的话语做根据。
And God's word is already a basis.
哎呀，那神迹一出现的时候。
Once this miracle happens.
大家都相信你了，
Everyone will believe
你的名声就传开了。
Your name will be spread
far. 感谢神，我们的主如何胜过撒旦的试探。
But we thank God, how was it that our Lord Jesus overcame the temptation of the enemy?
主借着生命记第六章的话，告诉回答撒旦说，经上又记着说，不可试探主你的神。
Through the word in Deuteronomy chapter 6, he says, it is said, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test.
主的意思就是告诉撒旦说，
The meaning of the Lord here says to the enemy,
神没有要我从圣殿上跳下来，我就不跳。
God did not ask me to throw myself from the temple, I'm not going to do it.
神要我走的道路是上十字架，我就走在这十字架的道路上。
Whatever way that God wants me to go, which is the way of the cross, I will go on that.
感谢主，我们主在地上的一生，他是面向耶路撒冷，面如坚。
So we thank the Lord that all the days of his life he was facing towards Jerusalem.
这里撒旦的试探就是要将主耶稣从这十字架道路上带离开。
Satan's temptation was for the Lord to no longer walk the way of the cross.
同样的，今天撒旦在神儿女们身上所做的工作也是一样的。
Today the devil is doing the same type of work upon us.
就是要将我们从十字架的道路上带离开。
That is to lead us astray from the way of the cross.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们在地上，我们追求什么呢？
So today on earth, what are we pursuing after?
我们要追求神迹奇事吗？
Are we pursuing after signs and miracles?
我们要追求这世上的名声吗？
Are we pursuing after fame in this world?
我们要追求我们的服事是让人家能够注意，能够重视的吗？
Are we pursuing after accolade and the attention of all people?
还是我们要像我们的主一样？
Or are we like our Lord?
在一切所行的道上，
that in everything he does, in all his ways,
他一生遵行父神的旨意，
that he would only obey the will of the Father,
一直走到各个他的十字架上，
all the way up to Calvary.
感谢赞美主，我们主在地上的日子里头，
we thank the Lord that all the days of his life,
他所见证的道乃是父所说的我才说。
The word of his testimony is that what the Father says, that is what I say.
父所做的我才做。
What the Father does, that is what I do.
父没有说我就不说。
If the Father has not said it, I will not say it.
父没有要我做的我就不做。
If the Father does not want me to do it, I will not do it.
这是主胜过仇敌所见证的道。
And this is the way of our Lord overcoming the enemy through the word of his testimony.
在文革的期间，
So during the Cultural Revolution,
我们知道神的儿女们受到极大的迫害。
We know that many of God's children were greatly persecuted.
有许多神的儿女们被抓起来。
Many children of God were arrested.
在一个地方有上千的基督徒被关在他们所聚会的地方。
There was a particular place where there were thousands of Christians who were imprisoned in their gathering place.
逼迫他们的人给他们一个非常简单的一个条件。
Those who persecuted them gave them a very simple request.
只要你们说尼托生有错，你们就可以回家。
As long as you accuse Brother Watchman Nee, you can go home.
他们在那里日夜的审问这些神的儿女们。
Day and night, there they were pressing upon the children of God.
当然有不少的神的儿女们受不了那样的逼迫。
Of course, there were many people who could not endure that persecution.
他们就指出了尼托生的错了。
And so they accused Brother Washman Nee of different wrongdoings.
他们所指出的错都是真实的。
And all the things that he did wrong, they were true.
所以呢，他们就可以回家和家人相聚。
And so they could go home and reunite with their families.
但是有少数的一些弟兄姐妹。
However, there were a few brothers and sisters.
其中有一位是教会长老。
Among them, there was one, an elder of the church.
他经过这样子日夜的不停的审问，他整个精神身体都非常的软弱。
Through the interrogation of day and night in his physical body, he was very weak.
那审问他的人看呢，也实在是 看他已经快要支撑不住了。
The interrogators, they also saw that in his physical body, he could not endure it much longer.
他们就动员这位弟兄的家人。
And so they incited this brother's family.
就叫他的妻子、孩子们来劝他。
To use his wife and his children to persuade him.
劝他说，你就说吧。
To just say it.
你就说尼托恩弟兄他的确有错。
Just say that Brother Watchman Nee, he is wrong.
那也是事实啊。
Yes, it was true.
你说了以后就可以回家。
After you say it, you can come home.
你说了以后就不需要在这里受苦。
After you say it, then you don't have to suffer here anymore.
但是我们的弟兄回答他们。
However, our brother responded and said,
说尼托恩有错我们都知道。
Yes, Brother Nee, he has wrongs. We know it.
因为我们都是罪人。
Because we are all sinners.
但是主没有要我说。
But the Lord did not want me to say it.
所以弟兄就为了这样的一个缘故，在那里继续接受人所不能忍受的煎熬。
And so our brother, because of the Lord, he was able to endure that suffering.
又过不久，他整个身体健康非常软弱。
And later on, because of his very weak physical condition.
因为主没有要他说的话
，Because the Lord did not ask him to say it，
他就不说。
He did not say it。
当逼迫他的人看他已经不行了
，When the persecutors saw that he no longer could withstand it，
就把他放走。
They let him go。
但他出去以后
，But after he left，
没有一个医院要收留他。
Not one hospital could take him in。
没过多久，弟兄就被主接走。
And so not long after that, the Lord took him back home to his heavenly home。
弟兄姐妹，这是我们。弟兄所做的见证。
This is a testimony of our brother.
我们弟兄为了这个见证，他付出了他自己的性命。
And so our brother, for this testimony, he paid with his own life.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们都从主领受这样一个见证的托付。
Brothers and sisters, you and I today, we have all been entrusted with this testimony.
我们也知道要为主做这样的见证，我们是需要付上代价。
We know that in order to bear testimony for our Lord, it does, we do need to pay a price.
但我们必须要问问我们自己。
But we need to ask ourselves.
我们的主配不配我们为他做这样的见证
？Is our Lord worthy for us to pay the price for this testimony?
我们愿不愿意也答应主的呼召，加入这得胜者的行列。
Are we also willing to follow in the footsteps of those who had also overcome?
愿照真主的话再激励我们。
May the word of our Lord today again encourage us.
弟兄胜过他是因羔羊的血。
They overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb.
和自己所见证的道。
And because of the word of their testimony.
他们虽至于死。
And they did not love their life even when faced with death.
也不爱惜性命。他也不爱惜自己。
They did not love their own lives.
他们愿意把自己放在一个死的地位上。
They were willing to place themselves even in the position of death.
愿意让神的话来支配我们的生活。
May the word of God govern our lives.
我们愿意做一个单单敬拜侍奉主的人。
We want to be one who worship and serves Him only.
我们让主的话在我们身上。得着他所当得的权柄。
We want God's word to have His rightful authority in our lives.
我们愿意把自己摆在一边。
We are willing to place ourselves aside.
只愿神的心意能够得着成就。
As long as God's will is accomplished.
同姐妹，愿早晨主的话这样来激励我们。
This morning may God's word encourage us.
我们不知道还有多长的时间。
We don't know how much more time
主就要回来迎娶他的心腹
before he comes to gather his bride.
我们愿意不愿意成为那一班催促主回来的那一班人
May we be the group of people who hasten his return.
愿主祝福他自己的话语
May the Lord bless his own words.
让我们再一起低头有点祷告
Shall we bow for another word of prayer?
主我们感谢你你将你自己的血赐给了我们。
Lord, we thank you that you have given us your own precious blood.
这是我们得胜的根基。
This is the principal foundation of our overcoming.
主，你也将你的见证托付给我们。
And you have also entrusted your testimony to us.
主，你说弟兄胜过撒旦，胜过仇敌。
And you tell us that the brethren overcame the enemy.
乃是因羔羊的血。
Through the blood of the Lamb.
和我们自己所见证的道。
And through the word of their testimony.
主啊，愿你的爱来激励我们。
And so, Lord, may you encourage, constrain us with your love.
主叫我们虽至于死，也不爱惜自己。
So that we would not love our own lives even unto death.
好叫你的旨意能够成就在我们身上。
So that your will may be accomplished in us.
好叫你的见证能够借着我们这些不配的人能够彰显。
So that your testimony in people who are unworthy like us may be expressed.
主，我们在你面前再一次祷告。
So once again we pray before you.
主，我们说这不是我们的工作。
We say, Lord, this is not our work.
主，这是你的工作。
This is your work.
主，这是你的心意。
This is your heart's desire.
主，这是你的见证。
This is your testimony.
主，愿你自己亲自来成就。
So Lord, may you yourself accomplish it.
主，愿你的爱再激励我们。
May your love again encourage us.
主，叫我们再将身体献上，当作活祭。
So that we would once again offer up our bodies as living sacrifices.
好叫我们能够将那你所喜悦的敬拜和侍奉来献给你。
So that we could offer up to you the worship and service that is pleasing to you.
主，我们说你配。
We want to say you are worthy.
主，你真是配。
You are truly worthy.
主，愿你得着一切。
May you receive all.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.